Hey, this is Jilly Woodhouse on the Osteo Business Podcast, talking all things osteo business. Here's Jilly Woodhouse, an author, speaker, award-winning business coach, and passionate advocate of osteopathy.
I completely understand the level of tenacity you need to have in order to keep your doors open, your bills paid, and your team busy with patients. I know that often you don't have a sounding board to test out your ideas. You don't have someone to turn to when you're tired and feeling out of your depth just to check that you're going the right way. And I understand that you don't want to make costly mistakes and get it all wrong. It can feel like you're really alone and no one else cares. Maybe even your spouse rolls their eyes when you want to mull over issues in the business. I've seen the old boy do just that on many an occasion. Sometimes the harder you work, the more exhausted you feel. Maybe you're back to back all day and all week, but you risk losing your precious associates because they're just not busy enough. That means that neither of you are earning what you're worth, and that leads to frustration for all of you. Working all hours, trying to keep up with admin, planning, finances, marketing and so on, leads to feeling that there should be more to life and not such hard graft simply to pay other people perhaps more than you're paying yourself. Maybe you're getting to that point where you're not really enjoying your work like you used to. Well, here's what working smarter looks like. First, having an actionable plan so that you know exactly where you're going and what you're trying to achieve. Next, you increase patient bookings and revenue whilst ensuring that your clinic is running smoothly and efficiently so that you can get your life back. The team are busy, motivated, happy and thriving, so they're unlikely to leave as they feel really valued. Despite spending some of your week working on the business, not just in it, you're still earning more than when you worked day and night. You've got better systems in place so that oodles of time is saved for you, and your patients love it too. The family is happy to see more of you, and you even schedule in me time, getting outdoors and doing what you love most. And you've recently booked that superb family holiday you've always wanted. Well, this is just to let you know that when you decide that enough is enough, I am here with open arms to hold a safe space for you to grow, develop and reach your dreams. Of course, it's always a big decision to bring in a coach to improve how the clinic is operating, and I completely understand that. But once on the other side, it's always heartening to see the relief on the face of a new client as they listen to my ideas for clinic growth. Recently, I've been suggesting some really novel ways to deliver very innovative services to their community. And I watch as the aha moment spreads across their face. And the response I hear from them after we've gone through their prosperity plan is, I'm so excited now. To that end, I've created a workbook for this month's members meeting, which is all day on the 31st of March. They will be learning specifically how to create extra and exciting revenue streams. Once they've worked together in small groups, they will have planned out exactly what this is and how to implement it. This is what we do. Another way I can assist you is by identifying new marketing strategies to target your ideal patients. By understanding the different groups of patients and where they fall in terms of the results they're looking to achieve, we can tailor our marketing messages to resonate with them and encourage them to book appointments with your clinic. It's also important to maximise revenue from your existing patients by ensuring that you're offering the services and treatments they need. By keeping in regular touch with them and communicating the benefits of seeing you, we can increase their loyalty and encourage them to book additional appointments as and when they need them. We don't want them to forget about how awesome you are and drift off elsewhere when you could have helped them again. By emphasising the value of good health and highlighting the results you achieve, along with the enjoyable aspects of your services, we can create a strong brand image that patients will be eager to engage with. Finally, we need to ensure that your clinic is operating in a clean and lean manner, which will help to reduce costs and increase efficiency. By implementing best practices for patient journey, staff management, good fiscal control, time-saving systems, marketing that really works, and other key areas, we can help you streamline your operations and boost your bottom line. Like this week's LinkedIn recommendation from Kat Reynolds. My husband's osteopathy practice has been revolutionised by Jilly. As he implemented new systems to attract more patients and automate his processes, his diary became busier than ever before. But most importantly, her support in helping him see his practice as a growing business has been invaluable. Her dedication to promoting osteopathy is unparalleled and something that was badly needed. Thank you so much, Jilly. And there's a little kiss after that. So if you're interested in exploring how I can help you achieve your goals and absolutely thrive despite these challenging times, please don't hesitate to schedule a free clinic health check consultation with me, because together we can make 2023 a boom year for your clinic. So follow the link in the show notes and pop yourself in my diary.
Thanks for listening to the Osteo Business Podcast. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe on all Jilly's channels, which can be found in the show notes. Jilly's back soon with more tips, ideas, and strategies to build your thriving practice.